Philip Semper, PLX D0 indicator. Today's date is 05/31/2022. Dictation is for Stephanie Thompson. Thompson spells THOMPSON. Stephanie spells STEPHANIE. Date of birth is 09/30/1975. This is a 46-year-old young lady here for a follow-up period. Patient says she has a history of hypertension, diabetes type 2, peripheral neuropathy, hypothyroidism, GERD, is here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill. She states that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports bilateral ear pain. She states she noticed whenever she washes her hair, this hair pain will result, period. She described pain as aching, rated 6 out of 10, increased with nothing. Next paragraph, patient denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies neck pain, denies headache, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100%, room air blood pressure is 136 over 84, pulse 90, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, ear, bilateral with EAC, with erythematous EAC, there is tragal tug. Her TM is red bilaterally with effusion present. Dull light reflex, tragal tug is present bilaterally. Next paragraph, respiratory good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended secondary to obesity, no rebung, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, no rigidity, period. No tenderness about patient, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microbes or papules, no vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alerts 2 to 10, normal motor and sensory functions and normal mood and effect and normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is otitis media and otitis externa. Assessment number 2 is obesity. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, peripheral neuropathy. Number 5, diabetes type 2. Number 6, hypothyroidism. Number 7, GERD, period. Next paragraph, patient's medication will refill for these conditions as follows: Synthroid, 0.3 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 9 days. Next medication, Omeprazole, 40 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 9 days. Number 90. Next medication, Trulicity, 0.5 milligrams injection. You inject weekly for 90 days. Next medication, Phentermine, 37.5 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 30 days. Number 30, 30. Next medication, Irbesartan, 300 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 9 days. Number 90. Next medication, Glimepiride, 2 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 90 days. Number 90. Next medication, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 90 days. Number 180. Next medication, Zithromax, 250 milligrams. She will take 2 pill now, then 1 pill daily until gone, period. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. She was given Mobic also, 15 milligrams, 1.5 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 10 days. This is for pain. And the Zithromax, 250 milligrams, 2 pill now, then 1 pill daily until gone. Number 6, these two were for ear pain and ear infection, respectively. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was advised to come back to the clinic if worse or go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.